The tradition of filmmaking in Poland is as long as the history of filmmaking itself. A Polish inventor patented a camera even before the pioneering Lumiere brothers in France. Unless you spent a lot of time in art house theaters in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, the only Polish filmmaker you may know is Roman Polanski. Now, a new series of 21 films chosen by Martin Scorsese is beginning an American tour to try to change that. Here's Howie Mowszywiec.
Martin Scorsese fell in love with Polish movies when he was in college.
The images have stayed in my head for so many years. Since the late 50s, I close my eyes, I see them, especially from Ashes and Diamonds, from Saragossa Manuscript. They're very vivid, expressive, immediate.
Scorsese vividly recalls director Andre Wajda's 1957 Ashes and Diamonds. Considered one of the masterpieces of Polish cinema, it takes place on the last day of World War II. The Nazis are gone and the Soviets are moving in. A young man talks to a young woman in a ruined church.
Wiekuistego zwycięstwa zaranie.
To ładne. Czy zostanie na dnie popiołu gwiaździsty diament?
Their beautiful dialogue is played out over an image of an upside-down crucifix, which is in the foreground. But that's introduced through a sound on the soundtrack, a squeaking sound. As the crucifix swings slowly, and as they speak, an emaciated white horse, which they tell me represented Poland in a way, just walks calmly right through the scene.
Scorsese saw a restored print of Ashes and Diamonds, along with a number of other classic Polish films, when he received an honorary degree from the film school in Lodz 2 years ago. He saw in the films a powerful sense of contradiction.
Polish cinema flourished amazingly, artistically, under the toughest constraints. So there's a strong tragic sense in Polish cinema, but it seems to be in balance with very, very strong strains of a spiritual resilience and also a dark comedy. So these are very special. It's a very special cinematic culture.
Scorsese decided to organize a traveling series for the United States through his nonprofit foundation and the independent distributor Milestone Films. It includes 2 movies by Krzysztof Kieślowski, 4 by Andre Wajda, and 3 by Krzysztof Zanussi, who made his first short films in the late 1950s. Zanussi says the series spans a crucial period in Polish history.
We're a nation and we're a country that was challenged and was menaced, and we lost our statehood for over one century. So the position of an artist is very different in Poland than in many normal countries. It is not just my private business what I am telling to the public. I have to assume some responsibility for the future of the country, for the actual state of the country. All the expression we bring to the public is part of our defense. So our concern about the survival of our identity, of our culture, of our statehood is something very particular. And I think most of the films selected for this festival, they try to deliver something to our viewers that will make them stronger and make them understand better who they are and what their aspirations could be.
All of the films in the series were made during the communist period in Poland. But Zanussi says that by the time he was making feature-length movies in the 1970s, restrictions on artists had eased somewhat. In his 1980 film, The Constant Factor, a young man pays a heavy price for resisting the standard corruptions of daily life. Zanussi says he avoided the censor's axe by questioning his countrymen's ethics rather than their politics.
I was worried that life in my country becomes really unbearable because corruption is everywhere, and wherever I look, all the institutions act in a dishonest way. You know, I think the ethical issues are prior to any political issues, because politics is something more day-to-day level, and ethics is something general. But this is a permanent problem, that making a film about corruption, I'm also involved in some sort of corruption, because some concessions are inevitable in filmmaking if you want to see your film done.
Filmmaker Krzysztof Zanussi says that Polish films are very much about Poland, and the man who chose the films for the U.S. tour, Martin Scorsese, emphasizes that they're important to the world because they're unique to Poland.
It's important that we look at all national cinemas outside our own, because to look at a national cinema, it gives you a sense of visions of life that come from no one person, but they're shared. And Polish cinema, taken together, tells a story that's different from the one told by Chinese cinema or Japanese cinema. And both, in turn, tell stories that are different than the ones told by Italian and French and German cinemas. And, you know, I just think knowing other cinematic cultures gives you a new sense or renewed sense of the cinematic culture in your own country. And you see it in a new light. It enriches it.
And as Scorsese points out, the restored prints of these films are once again ready to be seen on a big movie screen, as their makers intended. For NPR News, I'm Howie Mofsovitz.